So even though we're not in the same room physically, we're definitely in the same room with our heart. We're all part of Lungri Tumpa Centre. We're, you know, spread throughout Queensland and Australia and possibly even the world. And so in a way, it's like we can all be little dots of light holding the world together in a net of light. We are really fortunate because we're the ones with this, having met the Dharma and being able to do something really profound to counter all of the causes of suffering, including the suffering of coronavirus, this plague sweeping the world. So while there are many people working at alleviating the immediate problem, that's just like trying to put out a fire by just spooning cold water onto it, you know. So how to actually put out the causes of that fire is by working on our mind. And it's a very long-term view, but that's what we're doing. So this practice, the introduction, is Holiness the Dalai Lama says, to my spiritual master Avalokiteshvara, the full moon-like essence of the Buddha's vast compassion and the radiant white nectar of their all-inspiring strength, I pay my deep respect. I shall now disseminate to all other beings the standard practice of this profound yoga. So His Holiness the Dalai Lama was asked to compose a practice when he was quite young. He was 19 years old. And so he composed this practice with a lot of apologies, saying it's quite unusual to do something like this. But it was through the continuous requests of all of his disciples. So a little bit in the introduction, the root of every inspiration and powerful attainment lies solely with the spiritual Lama, the spiritual master, the Lama or Guru. As such, he's praised in both sutras and tantras. He's of fundamental importance because the basis for achieving everlasting happiness is requesting him to teach the undistorted path. Thinking of him as being inseparable from the specific meditational deity with whom you feel a special affinity, you should visualize the two as one. So that's kind of a little dry way of saying that, you know, His Holiness the Dalai Lama is a lot more than just the person of the Dalai Lama. That actually the person of the Dalai Lama is like an intermediary between us and great compassion. And how do we relate to that archetypal quality? How do we relate to the compassion in the mind of all the Buddhas that surrounds us all the time? We're kind of, you know, blinded. So we have an intermediary, someone who inspires us and who embodies great compassion in His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And so this practice is a way of recognizing that His Holiness isn't just an ordinary person, that there's a lot more to it. The ordinary person is like our doorway to the rest of the story, the Sambhogakaya, the Dharmakaya. So we can set our motivation thinking that we're surrounded by all sentient beings, which we are anyway all the time. Think that in your close circle of friends, those you're related to, those who you have responsibility for, your near and dear, those you have a really strong karmic connection with. So think that you're all seated together. It's a beautiful day. You're on a lovely hillside, all comfortable. And then surrounding you, behind you, are all of your friends, acquaintances, everyone who's ever supported you, who's literally got your back. In front of you, anyone that you've had problems or difficulties with, they too are joining us in this meditation. And surrounding them are all the other, first off, the human beings. So those that we know of, but we don't necessarily know well. So you can think of all of the first responders and everyone who's been looking after people during this time of coronavirus, that they're all joining us in the meditation as well. Then all those who are sick or suffering, everyone that we've ever seen on the news, all those around the world that we feel very close towards because we have a universal experience together. And then all the beings of all the realms, So a huge, vast multitude. And in the space in front, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha and all the enlightened beings. So I'm going to do a screen share so that you can have your altar of pixels of light in your lounge room there. So the image of the Buddha, you can move around the little video of me if it happens to obscure any of the pictures or the words. So just like the Buddha is beaming light into your own lounge room or kitchen or wherever you are, think that actually the Buddha and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are with us all the time. So a huge sky filled. And when we take refuge, on page 4 of the booklet, think that we're taking refuge on behalf of everybody. When I asked Chedan Rinpoche what to do with, you know, at that time there were a whole lot of suffering stray cats everywhere and they were starving and they were ill and it was incredibly distressing. And I asked Chedan Rinpoche, he happened to be here at Langri Thompson Centre, what do we do? And he said, take refuge for them. That's all you can do. You can take refuge for them. You might be able to alleviate some of their physical discomfort, but really what we can do for them is take refuge for them. So that's what we can do for all the sentient beings. Spiritual masters, I take refuge. In the awakened one, I take refuge. In his truth, I take refuge. In the spiritual community, I take refuge. Generating bodhicitta. In the supreme awakened one, his truth and the spiritual community, I seek refuge until becoming enlightened by the merit from practicing, giving, and other perfections. May I accomplish full awakening for the benefit of all. In the supreme awakened one, his truth and the spiritual community, I seek refuge until becoming enlightened by the merit from practicing, giving, and other perfections. May I accomplish full awakening for the benefit of all. In the supreme awakened one, his truth and the spiritual community, I seek refuge until becoming enlightened by the merit from practicing, giving, and other perfections. May I accomplish full awakening for the benefit of all. And reciting the four immeasurable thoughts together. May all sentient beings possess happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be parted from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be parted from the happiness that has no suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity without attachment or aversion for near or far. May all sentient beings possess happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be parted from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be parted from the happiness that has no suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity without attachment or aversion for near or far. May all sentient beings possess happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be parted from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be parted from the happiness that has no suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity without attachment or aversion for near or far. So making sure that these four immeasurable thoughts are our main motivation for the practice this morning. And think that Guru Shakyamuni Buddha dissolves into light, and this light flows down through the crown of your head and those of all the surrounding sentient beings, flowing into you, purifying all negativities, coming to rest at your heart, blessing your mind stream. Your ordinary sense of who you are completely dissolves. You arise as your body of light, as potential enlightened body, speech, and mind. So we're beginning the actual practice, starting with the purification. So we have some offerings. I'm not sure if you have offerings at your house, but I have a bowl of offerings here. Beautiful crystal bowl filled with eucalyptus throat lozenges. So they're the ones that will in the end go off to the homeless. But meanwhile, we're going to bless these offerings and make them recognize they're in the nature of emptiness. So purify our karmic vision, make them perfect and multiply it so its whole universe is filled with amazing offerings. May the surface of the earth in every direction be stainless and pure without roughness or fault, as smooth as the palm of a child's soft hand and as naturally polished as lapis lazuli. May the material offerings of gods and humans, both those set before me and those visualized, like a cloud of the peerless offerings of Samantabhadra, pervade and encompass the vastness of space. The offering cloud, Dharani. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramatana Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Sayata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Mahatija Vajra Mahavija Vajra Mahabodhi Chitta Vajra Mahabodhi Mandapa Sankramana Vajra Savakama Abharana Vishadana Vajra Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadana Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Sayata Om Vajra Vajra Mahavajra Mahatija Vajra Mahavija Vajra Mahabodhi Chitta Vajra Mahabodhi Mandapa Sankramana Vajra Savakama Avarana Vishadana Vajra Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadana Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Sayata Om Vajra Vajra Mahavajra Mahatija Vajra Mahavija Vajra Mahabodhi Chitta Vajra Mahabodhi Mandapa Sankramana Vajra Savakama Avarana Vishadana Vajra Swaha. By the force of the truth of the three jewels of refuge, by the firm inspiration from all bodhisattvas and Buddhas, by the power of the Buddhas who have fully completed their collections of both good merit and insight, by the might of the void, inconceivable and pure, may all of these offerings be hereby transformed into their actual nature of voidness. So the visualization. We'll read each paragraph and then pause at the end of the paragraph. And there are some notes at the back that I'll read some of them out because they really flesh out the meaning, how profound this visualization is. In the space of the Dharmakaya of great spontaneous bliss, in the midst of billowing clouds of magnificent offerings, upon a sparkling jeweled throne supported by 8 snow lions, on a seat composed of a lotus in bloom, the sun and the moon, sits supreme exalted Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of compassion, assuming the form of a monk wearing saffron coloured robes. So arising out of the Dharmakaya, the truth body of the enlightened beings. It's the final accomplishment of all practices and results from the accumulation of meditational insight. The four of the 8 snow lions holding up the throne look upward, providing protection from interferences from above, and 4 gaze downward, protecting from interferences from below. The lotus on which our master is sitting rises through the mire of a swamp, and it symbolizes the purity of the bodhisattva who rises above the bonds of cyclic existence, uncontaminated by the confusion of the world. The moon symbolizes a conventional enlightened motivation of bodhicitta, the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the sake of others. And the sun symbolizes the ultimate wisdom of bodhicitta, the direct cognition of voidness, the true mode of existence. The second paragraph. When my Vajradhara master, kind in all 3 ways, holy Losang Tenzin Gyatso, endowed with a glowing fair complexion and a radiant smiling face, your right hand at your heart in a gesture expounding Dharma, holds the stem of 1 white lotus that supports a book and a sword. Your left hand resting in meditative pose holds a 1,000 spoked wheel. You are clothed in the 3 saffron robes of a monk and are crowned with the pointed golden hat of a pandit. Your aggregate sensory spheres, senses and objects, as well as your limbs, are a mandala complete with the 5 Buddhas and their consorts, male and female bodhisattvas and wrathful protectors. So the reference to Vajradhara master is a name given to the tantric master, indicating he's considered inseparable with Buddha Vajradhara, the holder of the Vajra, the tantric emanation of Buddha Shakyamuni. The Vajra is a symbol of strength and unity. The Vajra master is kind in 3 ways, by giving the empowerment to practice, giving the oral transmission that remains unbroken from the enlightened one himself, and the oral explanations of all the tantric procedures based on his own experience. The white lotus symbolizes the pure nature of the discriminating wisdom of penetrative insight into emptiness. The knowledge of this is symbolized by the book of scripture resting on the lotus, together with the flaming sword of total awareness that cuts through the root of ignorance and confusion. The scripture is one of the perfection of wisdom sutras, the Prajnaparamita sutras. The 1,000-spoked wheel, as bright as the sun, signifies the turning of the wheel of truth, the teachings of the Buddha. The 3 robes that adorn our master represent the protection of the 3 higher trainings in ethics, meditative stabilization, and discriminating wisdom. The golden hat of a pandit symbolizes pure morality, and its point stands for penetrative wisdom. A pandit is a master of the 5 major branches of knowledge: art, medicine, grammar, reasoning, and the inner or Buddhist sciences. The meditation on the 5 Buddhas, the Dhyani Buddhas, is done to purify our 5 aggregates and to transform the defilements of greed, hatred, self-importance, jealousy, and ignorance into the 5 wisdoms. The 5 wisdoms are of voidness, equality, individuality, accomplishment, and the mirror-like wisdom. So one beautiful way to experience this visualization is to think that every atom of the spiritual master is made up of the mandalas of the five Dhyani Buddhas, their consorts, all the male and female bodhisattvas and the wrathful protectors. Every atom. Third paragraph. Encircled by a halo of five brilliant colours, my master is seated in full Vajra posture, sending forth a network of cloud-like self-emanations to tame the minds of all sentient beings. Within his heart sits Avalokiteshvara, a wisdom being with one face and four arms. His upper two hands are placed together. His lower two hands hold a crystal rosary and white lotus. He is adorned with jeweled ornaments and heavenly raiment. Over his left shoulder, an antelope skin is draped, and cross-legged he is seated on a silver moon and lotus. The white syllable Hri, a concentration being at his heart, emits brilliant light in all the 10 directions. So the beads on the crystal rosary held by Avalokiteshvara symbolize sentient beings. The action of turning the beads indicates that he is drawing them out of their misery of cyclic existence and leading them into the state beyond sorrow. And the white lotus symbolizes his pure state of mind. The antelope is known to be very kind and considerate towards its offspring and is therefore a symbol for bodhicitta. So the antelope skin is like an insignia of bodhicitta. The cultivation of a kind and compassionate attitude towards others. And the silver moon stands for the method by which one follows the spiritual path and engages in the conduct of the bodhisattvas. The lotus seat symbolizing the discriminating wisdom of insight into voidness. On my master's brow is a white om, within his throat a red ah, and at his heart a blue hum. So these three syllables show that our master has enlightened body, speech and mind. From the master's heart, from the Hri at the master's heart, many lights shine out in myriad directions, inviting the three jewels of refuge to dissolve into him, transforming him into the collected essence of the objects of refuge. We have the extended seven limb prayer, beginning with prostrating. Your liberating body is fully adorned with all the signs of a Buddha. Your melodious speech, complete with all 60 rhythms, flows without hesitation. Your vast, profound mind, filled with wisdom and compassion, is beyond all conception. I prostrate to the wheel of these three secret adornments of your body, speech, and mind. So think we and all the surrounding sentient beings, with great joy and enthusiasm, are prostrating, singing praises and homages, and turning our attention, our minds and our hearts towards all of these qualities. Offering. Material offerings of my own and those of others, the actual objects and those that I visualize, body and wealth and all virtues amassed throughout the three times, I offer to you upon visualized oceans of clouds like Samantabhadra's offerings. The whole universe is filled with offerings made of light, perfect. You can offer all of the riches that exist in the world right now, wherever there's gold, diamonds, beautiful necklaces, they already exist, we can offer them. We can offer all the food in the world, all the crops, all the beautiful fruit, all the orchards, all the fruit how it's displayed beautifully in supermarkets. We can offer all of the flowers and the beauty, all the waterfalls. And we can offer all of our virtues, all of our merits, all of our sincerity and good-heartedness. And we can offer our practice. Confessing, my mind being oppressed by the stifling darkness of ignorance, I have done many wrongs against reason and vows. Whatever mistakes I've made in the past, with a deep sense of regret, I pledge never to repeat them. And without reservation, I confess everything to you. So thinking that we lay down the burden, that we stop hiding our faults, our mistakes, our transgressions, we just lay it all bare. And that way are able to put down the burden without hiding anything. Confessing mistakes, broken vows, allowing ourselves to feel a sense of regret, a regret for oneself and for others, the regret for oneself of knowing that right now we're experiencing the results of negative karma from the past and we don't want to experience any more in the future. So not guilt, but just a genuine regret of, oh no, I wish I hadn't have done those things. And a regret for having harmed others unintentionally or even intentionally. So feeling that you personally confess and feel the great relief that brings. In rejoicing, from the depths of my heart, I rejoice in the enlightening deeds of the sublime masters and in the virtuous actions, past, present, and future, performed by myself and all others as well, and by ordinary and exalted beings of the three sacred traditions. So taking a moment to really appreciate and recognize all of the efforts made by ordinary human beings throughout the world right now to keep others alive, to look after them, that up until very recently were looked upon as low status, or the little people, the cleaners, the nurses, the childcare people, the food delivery people, and so on. And now we recognize how they're the ones that keep our day-to-day life together. So really rejoicing at their selfless efforts, many of who are quite scared, who put themselves in harm's way for us, whether they know us or not. All around the world, so many acts of kindness and bravery. And how this great experience of the coronavirus has really brought out incredible courage within human beings. Also rejoicing at all the merits of all those on a spiritual path who are practicing this Easter of whatever tradition. Rejoicing at the inconceivable activities of our holy gurus who are constantly saying prayers and offering pujas and entreating the enlightened beings to help us, whose sole work is for us. And at all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas who continuously work to help us all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. And really feeling how amazing, how can we forget? It's extraordinary. Then requesting, I request you to awaken every living being from the sleep of ordinary and instinctive defilements with the divine music of the Dharma's pure truth, resounding with the melody of profoundness and peace, and in accordance with the dispositions of your various disciples. So a plea from the heart for all of our holy gurus to continue to teach, to show the Dharma, to show the way, and for us to become awake to that, to recognize the Dharma teaching in every experience, to use whatever happens to us on the path, pleasant or unpleasant, good or bad, to propel us to enlightenment. And entreating, I entreat you to firmly establish your feet upon the indestructible Vajra throne, the indissoluble state of Evam, until every sentient being gains the calm breath of joy in the state of final realization, unfettered by the extremes of worldliness or tranquil liberation. So Evam is the Sanskrit seed syllable meaning thus. It symbolizes the unity of the positive and negative aspects of cosmic energy, which in terms of the momentum from past and the potentiality of the future are unified in the present. So entreating all of our holy gurus to remain in this world to live a long life. If we don't request, there's no reason for them to stay. So really, again, a cry from the heart to request them. And then dedicating. I dedicate fully my virtuous actions of all the three times so that I may receive continuous care from a master and attain full enlightenment for the benefit of all, through accomplishing my prayers, the supreme deed of Samantabhadra. So think that you gather up all of your virtues, your good intentions, your good-heartedness, your efforts at practice, all of your wisdom and realizations, and like a great treasure chest of jewels made of light, of wish-granting jewels, you offer these, you dedicate for the main purpose, nothing less than that, full enlightenment for all beings, oneself and all beings. The mandala offering. Offering a perfect universe, completely full, with everything to help sentient beings, with all the qualities necessary to help others, and of course, piled high with perfect vaccines. By the virtue of offering to you, assembly of Buddhas, visualize before me this mandala built on a base resplendent with flowers, saffron water and incense, adorned with Mount Meru and the four continents, as well as the sun and the moon. May all sentient beings share in its boundless effects. This offering I make of a precious jeweled mandala, together with other pure offerings and wealth, and the virtues we have collected throughout the three times with our body, speech, and mind. O my masters, my yidams, and the three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith. Accepting these out of your boundless compassion, send forth to me waves of your inspiring strength. Yidam Guru Rana Mandala Kamni Achayami. Think that your mandala is very joyously received. The blessing by the master, purifying our relationship with our spiritual friend, purifying our samaya, our vows, and most importantly, purifying our ordinary view. From the Hri in the heart of Avalokiteshvara, seated in the heart of my venerable master, flow streams of nectar and rays of five colors, penetrating the crown of my head, eliminating all obscurations and endowing me with both common and exclusive powerful attainments. So we're going to start the name mantra. So this on the screen share is the new name mantra. When this sadhana was written in 1975, all those years ago, the name mantra of His Holiness was kind of a shorter version. So now this is the proper one up on the screen. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra. So as we continue to recite the name mantra of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, continuously blissful light and nectar flows from His heart through you. It's tinged with the rainbow light of the five wisdoms. And as it flows through you, your whole body becomes clean and clear like crystal. As if every single atom in your body is washed clean, becomes illuminated and energized, incredibly bright. You receive those five wisdoms, all the common and uncommon attainments, your negative karmic vision completely purified, any faults in relationship with the guru, any broken vows or samayas completely purified. And in particular, the ordinary view, seeing His Holiness as just a person, completely purified. Om Ah Guru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Shri Bhadra Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. Now that our mind stream is completely purified and blessed, we recite the prayer of the graduated path, and as we do, then all the seeds of these realizations absorb into our mind stream. Bestow on me your blessings to be devoted to my master with the purest thoughts and actions, gaining confidence that you, O compassionate holy master, are the basis of temporary and everlasting bliss. For you elucidate the true path, free from all deception, and embody the totality of refuges past number. Bestow on me your blessings to live a life of Dharma, undistracted by the illusory preoccupations of this life. For well I know that these leisures and endowments can never be surpassed by countless treasures of vast wealth, and that this precious form, once attained, cannot endure, for at any moment of time it may easily be destroyed. Bestow on me your blessings to cease actions of non-virtue and accomplish wholesome deeds by being always mindful of the causes and effects from kind and harmful acts, while revering the three precious jewels as the ultimate source of refuge and most trustworthy protection from the unendurable fears of unfortunate rebirth states. Bestow on me your blessings to practice the three higher trainings, motivated by firm renunciation gained from the clear comprehension that even the prosperity of the Lord of the Devas is merely a deception, like a siren's alluring spell. Bestow on me your blessings to master the oceans of practice, cultivating immediately the supreme enlightened motivation by reflecting on the predicament of all mother sentient beings who have nourished me with kindness from beginningless time and now are tortured while ensnared within one extreme or other, either on the wheel of suffering or in tranquil liberation. Bestow on me your blessings to generate the yoga, combining mental quiescence with penetrative insight, in which the 100,000-fold splendor of voidness, forever free from both extremes, reflects without obstruction in the clear mirror of the immutable meditation. Bestow on me your blessings to observe in strict accordance all the vows and words of honor that form the root of powerful attainments. Having entered through the gate of the extremely profound Tantra by the kindness of my all-proficient master. Bestow on me your blessings to attain within this lifetime the blissful Mahamudra of the union of body and wisdom through severing completely my all-creating karmic energy with wisdom's sharp sword of the non-duality of bliss and emptiness. Then we have the merging of the spiritual master. So I have this meditation from Lama Yeshe. So really bringing to mind this internal experience of the spiritual master seated on the jeweled throne, held up by the eight snow lions, all radiating light. Recognizing that this experience happens nowhere but within your own mind. On the throne, on lotus and cushions of sun and moon, Avalokiteshvara in the aspect of a monk, wearing the saffron-coloured robes. Guru Avalokiteshvara's face is very loving, his eyes peaceful, his right hand at his heart in the gesture of giving Dharma, holding the white lotus, and resting on its petals, the Prajnaparamita text containing Lord Buddha's teachings on the perfection of wisdom. Standing upright on the text, the sword, which symbolizes the knowledge wisdom of all past, present, and future Buddhas. And fire radiates from the tip of the sword, burning up all of our negative energy. Guru Avalokiteshvara's left hand is in his lap, his palm upward in the Samadhi Mudra, the gesture of contemplation, holding an upright Dharma wheel as bright as the sun. He is seated in the Vajra position, surrounded by rainbow light, and simultaneously in Samadhi and showing the aspect of teaching. Now very gradually, the radiant light throne begins to melt into light that absorbs into the lotus. The lotus too absorbs into the sun and the moon seeds, and they absorb into the body of Guru Avalokiteshvara. Simultaneously, from his crown downward and his feet upward, Guru Avalokiteshvara absorbs into the wisdom being at his heart chakra, which in turn dissolves into radiant light. This light, the transcendent supreme nature of Guru Avalokiteshvara, comes over across space, flows through your crown, into your central channel, flowing to your heart. Feel complete unity, total oneness. Now your entire being and everything else magnetically dissolves into light, integrating into your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Everything gradually becomes smaller and smaller. Atoms, neutrons, and eventually disappears into empty space. Experience non-duality, non-self entity. As much as possible, stay in that empty space, seeing, contemplating everything with the right view of emptiness. Suddenly, out of infinite space, non-duality, there appears a precious lotus and on it a moon disk. In the center of the moon, a beam of light, a syllable Hri, appears. Concentrate on that without duality, your consciousness sinking into it. From the beam of light, infinite rays of light radiate out to all of universal space, magnetically touching all the energy of the universe, all the four elements, transforming everything into radiant light. Experience total unity, a feeling of integrated energy. Your consciousness embraces the entire universe. Then you hear the divine sound of Om Mani Padme Hum coming from space. The sound energizing, stimulating the light to absorb back into the beam at your heart. Your liberated wisdom energy beam of light instantly transforms into Avalokiteshvara. With one face, four arms, two hands together at the heart, signifying total unity, and the other two held aloft. The left holding a crystal rosary and the right a precious lotus. He sits in the Vajra position on a sun and moon disc on a white lotus. Over his left shoulder, an antelope skin is draped, everything made of radiant light. Now your concentration moves from the divine body to the mantra at his heart, which radiates light into your nervous system. Your body becomes so radiant, so energized, that the light bursts out from every pore, radiating into universal space, purifying everything. All the sentient beings going here and there, purifying all the things that grow, the very earth itself. Everything is transformed into blissful wisdom, and all beings become Avalokiteshvara. Wherever you look, everything is in the nature of blissful light energy. Seeing everything in this way completely closes the door to negativity, jealousy, anger, attachment, and the rest. Everything is in the nature of transcendent wisdom and compassion. So with this experience, we'll recite the mantra together. So at first, spending some time with the mantra garland, the light, the white light and the rainbow colored light radiating throughout your whole body, purifying your body. And then after some time, as your body becomes completely energized and pure, the light bursting out in all directions, reaching all of space, all of sentient beings, all of the earth. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Feel that your own body becomes more and more radiant, energized with enlightened energy. Even your very DNA is rearranged, purified, becomes the DNA of compassion, of bodhicitta. Every particle, every atom of your body radiant with white light tinged with rainbow of the five wisdoms, growing brighter and brighter, more and more energized. And then bursting out from every pore of your body in all directions, filling all of space. Purifying all the beings, all the environment. Every single person that you're normally worried about, see them completely purified, their sufferings fall away, and they attain the blissful enlightened state of Avalokiteshvara. All appearances become the appearance of the deity, the surroundings, the blissful abode of Avalokiteshvara. All the beings attain the enlightened state of Avalokiteshvara. All sounds become the sound of the mantra, in harmony, in concert. Like the harmony of the spheres, the divine melody. And all thought becomes the intuitive knowledge of everything to be empty of inherent existence. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 The Vajrasattva mantra on the top of page 13 to purify any mistakes made in the practice and to stabilize the blessings. Oh, Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Tita Tridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anarato me bhava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsutsa me, chicham triam kuro hum, aha ha ha hor bhagavan, sava tata gata pema, mame muncha pema bhava, maha samaya sapa ahoy.
I might just
Okay, so with a lot of kind of joy in our heart that we've been able to, you know, physically we may not be very close, but in our heart, much closer even, isn't it? Less distracted, more focused, more naturally, sincerely together. So here we are spread around the Lungri Tampa Centre diaspora, and we are like the nets of light hauling the world together with all of this good-heartedness and good intention. So let's dedicate that to be able to continue that. Dedication prayers on page 13. In the glorious 100,000-fold radiance of the youthful moon of wholesome practice, from the blue jasmine garden of victorious treasure mine's method of truth, may the seeds of explanation and accomplishment germinate and flower across this vast earth. May the ensuing auspiciousness beautify everything until the limit of the universe. By flying high above the three realms, the never-vanishing great jeweled banner of religious and secular rule, laden with millions of virtues and perfect accomplishments, may myriad wishes for benefit and bliss pour down. Having banished afar the dark weight of this era's degeneration, across the extent of the earth sapphire held by a celestial maiden, may all living creatures overflow with spontaneous gaiety and joy in the significant, encompassing brilliance of happiness and bliss. In short, O Protector, by the power of your affectionate care, may I never be parted from you throughout the rosaries of my lives. May I proceed directly with an ease beyond effort unto the great city of unification, the all-powerful cosmic state itself. And over the page, a concluding prayer. By the force of the immaculate compassion of victorious ones and their sons, may everything adverse be banished for eternity throughout the universe. May all favorable omens become increasingly auspicious, and may whatever is of virtue in the round of this existence or in tranquil liberation flourish and grow brighter like a new moon waxing full. We have the long life prayers. Long life prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Oi to soi chan shim shang kyong kya we ten sing kyong pel we kun zo to po se cho son ko we le mon tu tru pa da so tu je kon do shab ten so. And the long life prayer for all of our holy gurus, so many of them everywhere, all over the world. Oi Jetsun Lame Kutse Rab Ten Chien Nam Kai Trin Le Cho Choi Gye Pa Dang Lal San Tempe Tro Me Sa Sun Gye Tro We Mun Sel Ta Toi Ne Gyu Chi. And the Mig Sema. So we'll end the Mig Sema reciting in the nice slow version.
Chan Amen.